ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 26. Natsuko-san, we have a really great lesson for you today.
What?
Well, why don't you tell us the word in Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Because this word is a word that I think everybody wants to know.
Really? Are you sure?
We'll find out in the comments. But what are we talking about today?
昏睡状態.
Which in English is comatose state.
Wow.
What other newbie class would give you these kind of words? So, you can find out more about this inside the PDF. But for now, let's just talk about the setting for today's conversation. Natsuko-san, where are we?
In a hospital.
And what's going on?
We can't tell you that.
We're going to have to wait for the conversation. But we can tell you it is between two people who are speaking polite Japanese. It's going to review most of the interrogatives we've been covering, where it's used for questions. So this is going to be a really great review lesson.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okita!
Koko wa doko desu ka?
Koko wa Tokyo Byouin desu yo.
Anata wa dare desu ka?
鈴木です。看護婦です。
いつから私はここにいるんですか?
去年からですよ。
なんでここにいるんですか?
それは…
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
起きた。
ここはどこですか?
ここは東京病院ですよ。
あなたは誰ですか?
鈴木です。看護婦です。
いつから私はここにいるんですか?
去年からですよ。
なんでここにいるんですか?
それは…
次は英語が入ります。
起きた!
He woke up!
ここはどこですか?
What is this place?
ここは東京病院ですよ。
This is Tokyo Hospital.
あなたは誰ですか?
Who are you?
鈴木です。看護婦です。
I'm Suzuki. I'm a nurse.
いつから私はここにいるんですか?
How long have I been here?
去年からですよ。
Since last year.
なんでここにいるんですか?
Why am I here?
それは
Because…
And the verdict is… What do you think, Natsuko-san?
Why was he hospitalized? We can't find that out.
それは? Yes, we're gonna have to wait. Well, that's like the cliffhanger, no?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Which really? In Japanese is?
また来週。
また来週. Sounds like one of our plugs. What about Tsuzuki?
続きます.
We'll continue.
Yeah, to be continued.
To be continued. So I would like to find out, but I think the issue we're going to have is how can we really describe what happened in a newbie lesson?
Right.
So I think this is really incentive for you to get really good at Japanese. To check out the other lessons which will incorporate this.
Oh, really?
Yes. But enough about that. What we're going to do now is check out the vocab. Natsuko-san, take us away.
病院
Hospital
病院病院
Again, I'd like to point this out every single time, the difference between hospital and hair salon. Hospital is
病院
Notice the long vowel in there. 病, like you're holding the O sound in there. 病院. And hair salon?
美容院.
So we have the B and then the YO. 美容院. For hair salon.
Yes.
One more time, side by side. First, we're going to have hospital.
病院.
Hair salon.
美容院.
Tripped up a lot.
Right.
Yeah, I had an issue once when I said to my friend, yeah, I got some medicine at the hair salon.
I think you just pay attention to the accent and the syllables. 病 is one syllable for 病院, but 美容院, 美容, that's two syllables. 美容院.
Yeah, but when Japanese starts coming at you light speed, it's kind of hard to pick up the difference.
Right.
But that's why Natsuko-san is here.
Really?
Yes. All right, next we have.
どこ?
Where?
どこ? どこ?
Followed by?
誰?
Who?
誰? 誰?
Next.
看護婦.
Nurse and female nurse.
看護婦. 看護婦.
Didn't we cover this in an intermediate level lesson, the difference between female nurse and male nurse?
Really?
Wasn't there a kanji difference?
Yeah, actually, we're starting to use different word, which is kind of neutral, used for both men and women.
And that is?
看護師. And I think that was the word used for men, you know, male nurse. But we're becoming to use it for both to be neutral.
Political correctness catching up with Japan.
Right.
Then we have.
から.
From.
から. から.
Followed by.
いる.
To exist.
いる. いる.
I get to tell my story.
What?
Wow, what intonation
go,
there.
Go ahead.
I was watching TV last week and we have gone over this, iru and aru, many times. The difference between iru is used for animate things and aru is used for inanimate things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the issue that would happen with robots. It wasn't an issue when Japanese language evolved, but now since robots are moving on their own and doing things on their own, it's becoming this issue.
Yes.
Now they're making the switch to
iru.
Yes.
Wow.
I was watching TV and they had something about the Albert Einstein robot built in Korea.
What? Korea?
Yeah, Korea. At a famous university in Korea, they built a robot. And as its head, they put an Albert Einstein head on it.
You mean, you know, the features?
Yeah, it is.
It looks like him?
Yes, exactly like him.
That's queer.
Queer?
I mean, that's strange. I don't know why they did that.
Your use of the word queer right now is priceless.
But, you know, is he as smart as him?
Well, I don't know. They didn't really cover it, but what was interesting for me was when the robot finally appeared, the narrator said, Ita.
Ah, I see.
Which is you'll get to this in a later lesson, but the plain past of the verb iru, to exist for animate things.
Yeah, right.
Usually living. So I wasn't sure if it was because it was featured like Albert Einstein, or it was moving on its own, because it walked out and introduced itself with Ain. Don't even ask who programmed it, but maybe you could tell us a little about Ain.
It'll go too far.
Okay. But yes, that's the greeting he gave. And then the narrator said, Ita. So I found it very, very interesting. And I wasn't sure if it was the facial features, the movement on its own, or what it was. But yes, the verb iru was applied to this robot.
Right.
So I got to tell my story. What did you think, Natsuko-san?
But that's really interesting. You know, language application will change.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah. So in the future, I think we're going to use this word for moving things.
Yeah, I don't know. What about if they freeze you, Natsuko-san?
What?
Like to preserve the body so they can revive you 1,000 years later. Oba-san wa iru yo? Grandma is...
Pretty hard. She's there.
Grandma is...
Frozen?
Frozen. Yes, so lots of things for the linguistics people to work out.
Quite an issue.
quite an issue. Okay, then we have
去年
Last year
去年、去年
I want to point out here that it's a short vowel. It's 去年 not a long vowel.、
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I sometimes made the mistake of saying 去年
But that's a different word.
Yes, and what does that word mean?
The age at which one passed on.
Yeah, so if you're talking about something you did last year, it wouldn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, short vowel here.
去年
And finally we have?
なんで
Why?
なんでなんで
All right. On to today's conversation. We start off with the nurse realizing that the patient has just woken up.
起きた
Now, grammar here beyond the point of this lesson. This is the plain past of the class 2 verb, 起きる
mm-hmm.
which becomes 起きた
Yes.
He awoke. And what's interesting here is that this is not addressed at the person who woke up because it would be rude. Now, what she's doing here is showing her surprise and she's not speaking directly to the person who just woke up. So she realizes this. He wakes up. He's kind of getting his bearings. He starts with,
ここはどこですか?
Where is this place? Literally, we have,
ここ
Here,
は
Topic marking particle,
どこ
Where?
ですか?
Is. Here, where is. If we start after the particle, the wa particle, where is, and go back, here. Literally, where is here?
Mm-hmm.
But in English, we would say, where is this place? Followed by,
ここは東京病院ですよ。
This is Tokyo Hospital. Literally, we have,
ここ
Here,
は
Topic marking particle,
東京病院
Tokyo Hospital.
ですよ.
Is. Literally, here, Tokyo Hospital is here. Translated, this is Tokyo Hospital. Now, in Japanese, it's literally here, this
yes.
place.
Mm-hmm.
But in English, we say this.
More general.
Yeah. Now, the naming convention for the hospital, the name comes before hospital at the end.
Yeah.
Very similar to English.
Mm-hmm.
The yo at the end.What are we doing here with this sentence ending particle, yo?
It's emphasizing the statement, and it's also like emphasizing that you are talking to someone.
So here, she's emphasizing that this is the hospital.
Yes. And she wants to express that she's, you know, addressing the patient.
This is followed by?
あなたは誰ですか?
Who are you? Literally, you who are.But again, we translate, who are you? A couple things here. Anata wa dare desu ka? We went over this previously. It's a bit impolite.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah. Usually, it's not asked this way. You would usually ask someone's name. Oname wa nan desu ka? What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Or something along those lines. But this situation would allow for it. He's just woken up after a coma, so he wants some answers right away, kind of.
Isn't it the same with English? You know, you don't usually ask someone, who are you?
I do.
Really?
No. Yeah. Excellent point. It's kind of context. You usually feel it out. And you are? Or something along these lines.
May I have your name?
Yeah. Well, those of us raised with manner.
Yeah, right.
This is followed by the answer.
Suzuki desu.
I am Suzuki.
看護婦です.
I'm a nurse. Notice the use of desu here, the polite form of the copula.
Mm-hmm.
Copula being the rough equivalent of the English verb to be.
Yes.
Literally, Suzuki, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse, I am. This is all you need to start forming sentences.
Right.
Peter desu.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough to say my name.
Yeah.
So this is something everyone should have in their toolbox.
Mm-hmm.And you don't actually need to say 私は here.
Yes.
It's omitted.
Because it's inferred.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have?
いつから私はここにいるんですか?
How long have I been here? Literally, since when have I been here?
Yes.
I've been here since when? But how long have I been here? Let's take a look at this sentence.
いつ?
When?
から?
From? When from?
私
I
は
topic marking particle because talking about himself
ここ
here
に
This particle ni here is marking his existence in this place, followed by
いる.
To exist for animate things.
んですか?
Here the ん is a contraction of
の,
which is emphasizing and also asking for feedback from the listener. So when no is used, you want some kind of input from the person or the people or mm-hmm. the listening parties.
Yeah.
So if this was informal Japanese, it would be, いつから私はここにいるの?
Yeah.
Meaning, since when have I been here?
Mm-hmm.
But since this is a person who's not familiar, we have to make it polite. And that's where this desu-ka comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The function of this is only to make this sentence polite. And we need it because we have the ん there.
Yes.
Since when have I been here? How long have I been here? Literally, when, from, I, here, exist. And of course that is, how long have I been here? Or since when have I been here?
Right.
The answer is?
去年からですよ.
From last year. Literally, we have?
去年.
Last year.
から.
From?
ですよ.
Here too, the des is acting to make it polite. So, from last year, followed by?
なんでここにいるんですか?
Again, we have the んですか, asking for feedback. Why? Some kind of response from the listening party.
Mm-hmm.
Why here am I? Is this sentence literally translated. But why am I here? Then we have?
それは...
That's because... And then it finishes.
Why? Why is he there?
Natsuko-san, why don't you tell us?
I want to find out.
Okay, Natsuko-san, why don't you imagine? Why do you think he's here?
Maybe he had a traffic accident.
Well, we're going to have to wait to find out.
Oh, oh boy. This will continue.
This will continue. All right, that is going to do it for today.
じゃあまた今度。
起きた!
ここは? どこですか?
ここは東京病院ですよ。
あなたは誰ですか?
鈴木です。看護婦です。
いつから私はここにいるんですか?
去年からですよ。
なんでここにいるんですか?
それは。